Unit 12. Listening Focus. Activity 2. 1.
These results of the survey on the link between music taste and personality are interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always been thought there's a strong link between these things, and these results support that.
Yes, and you can't argue with the data because such a large number of people took part.
36,000, wasn't it? The largest survey of its kind ever undertaken. And they were questioned in such detail first about their personalities.
And then they didn't just ask them about the kind of music they usually buy or listen to. They actually made them grade lots of pieces of music ranging from classical to rap. It would have been interesting to take part, I think. You know, to discover what my actual music preferences really are.
The strangest thing for me is that fans of classical music and heavy metal actually have a lot in common. Both groups are described as imaginative, gentle and introverted.
Yes, I wouldn't have expected that. And it's also contrary to the stereotype of heavy metal fans being aggressive and antisocial.
Oh, well, I never took those kinds of stereotypes seriously anyway.
2.
What strikes me when I play at different venues around the country is how many more families there are in the audience than there were 10 years ago. You see parents with kids as young as 11 or 12, and people in their 20s with their dads.
But it usually is older men rather than women who still like live music. I like the fact that our original fans still enjoy our music and like passing it on to the next generation. I don't see why age should have anything to do with what kind of music you're into.
Nor me. But what does bother me slightly is the fact that year after year it's the same bands that get booked as the main acts for the big festivals. I think they're blocking the way for younger bands who deserve to have some of the limelight.
Well, I think the point is that that wouldn't happen if the younger bands were as good as some of the big names that have been around for like 20 years or more. They attract big audiences, and a lot of festivals depend on older people to buy tickets for these events.
3.
I used to only sing in the shower and felt embarrassed to sing in front of other people, but joining a choir at university really changed all that. The choir was for people who thought they couldn't sing, but I discovered that I'm not tone deaf and I can actually hold a rhythm in my head.
That's pretty typical. Most people underestimate their musical abilities and are, in fact, surprised to discover that they can carry a tune, even though they may only know the lyrics to the chorus.
And struggle to reach the high notes. That's still sometimes a problem for me.
All you've got to do is relax and not worry about it, and it doesn't become such an issue.
I'd certainly recommend joining a choir to anyone. It helps you to deal with stress much better, and you can really switch off while you're singing.
That's the thing. Concentrating hard on music and focusing on your breathing takes your mind off everything else, so that you're only aware of the present moment.